Let's start now with Tour 3 of Pulteney Village for a glimpse into the history of churches, commerce, and education. Exit the stone bridge, turn right at the light onto Main Street, and stop at the United Methodist Church. Pulteney was a town of turnpikes and travelers, but also a town deeply rooted in religion. Here, at the United Methodist Church, we know the second milestone in the concentration of industry, commerce, and education in West Pulteney. Built in 1841, it replaced the stone church to the east. The church was moved, in part, to serve a new population in town, the students of Troy Conference Academy, founded at the west end of Main Street in 1834 as a Methodist school for higher learning. Church services were considered a daily part of the lives of citizens, students, and faculty of the town, twice on Sunday. So the local Methodist Society built this church in a more central part of the town, which allowed enough time for the students to walk back to the academy for the midday meal and return in time for the second service. Behind the Methodist Church is the graded school, now the schoolhouse apartments. This school, in its scale and size, was constructed to accommodate a growing population of the town's children, immigrants and locals alike. Equally important, it marks a change from the dispersed one-room schoolhouses to a centralized education system. Built in 1885, the school proclaims in its design the gravity of its mission. The era when it was constructed, the post-Civil War Gilded Age, was noted for social change and prosperity. This social change included education for all. And for two former students, Ed Lewis and Doc Williams, the school memories include being taught how to act civilized.
I remember the first day I went to school down there, they rung a bell for you to come in. It's time to come in. And everybody run like the dickens, and I was the first one up to the door. And Mrs. Van Giler grabbed me by the shirt and said, "You go out to the sidewalk and walk in here like a gentleman." That was my first experience at Pulteney Elementary School.
And when you got out, school was dismissed. You all went out in the hall, and you lined up, and you walked out to the street, and they had a bass and a snare drum and two people playing them. And when I was in the second grade, you got out of line or out of step, Minnie Carlton would have you right by that ear and yank you right out, and you paid for it somehow.
Next stop, the corner of Main Street and Depot Street.